Thursday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. Hello, everybody around the world. Here we are, back at it again. This is the eighth and final edition of the Come Up this semester. We're showcasing new and up-and-coming artists every week. If you've been here since day one, thank you so much for coming on this journey with me. Real talk, it's been crazy. I remember on my first day, I was so nervous to do it, and then all I had to do was think about everybody who was listening, and I had to do it for y'all. So thank you all so much for giving me the support, giving me the motivation to do this, giving me the confidence in knowing that I have the ability to do this. And thank you for sticking around if you have been here since day one. If you haven't been here since day one and you're listening to the first time, this is The Come Up, and we are showcasing new and up-and-coming artists here. And this is Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu, the only and official radio station of Dominican University of California. And today is going to be a little different from last week. By the way, last week, if you did tune in and you were expecting to hear my beautiful and wonderful voice but weren't able to, it's because last week Dominican had this wonderful event called the Scholarly Works Conference. And if you did tune in last week, you probably got to hear a little bit about, you got to hear a little about what that event was all about, and it was really cool. I actually got to attend some people's talks. But other than that, my apologies for not being able to come on the air for you guys last week. And but I'm here this week, and I did do a show. I did record one, and it is going to be found under the archive podcasts on the radio.dominican.edu website. So please check that out. We did a old school edition of The Come Up, the first of its kind. And we featured A Tribe Called Quest, and we got to listen to their music and really look at their impact on music culture, hip-hop culture. But other than that, let's now move on to what we're going to be going through today. We have a lot to go through in this next hour. We have a very special guest of mine. He's coming up very soon, in just a little bit. And right now, I just want to go over what we're going to be going over today. So first and foremost, as you know, if you've been listening to The Come Up for quite some time now, you already know what our first segment is all about. It's going to be music news and music culture. We're going to try and get all of our listeners to get more involved in understanding the music culture and the people involved in it, because it really is interesting, and there are a lot of things that go on, and some of them even shape how we live and how some people go on about their days. So that'll be the first segment, as always. Second, we're going to get into introducing our artist of the week. It's a bit of a, just to give you a small hint, if you've been listening to Penguin Radio for quite some time, this is another Penguin Radio DJ coming on for me. And we'll get more into that later, but we're going to get to know him or her. I'm not going to say which gender it is. We're going to get to know them, and we're going to get to hear about their come up, what they do in the music atmosphere. And of course, throughout the whole thing, We're going to be playing some of the best music that you will ever hear through the airwaves, and we're going to be deliberating on that type of music. So without further ado, here we go. Once again, this is the 8th and final episode of the Come Up this semester. So all we want here is positive vibes. All we want here is love and goodness and positivity, and we need you to spread that. And by doing that, I need you to spread it by sending this link out to all your friends, all your family who need to hear it, who need to hear what we're going to be playing through the airwaves today. So, first and foremost, music news from around the music sphere. Yesterday and today, I was perusing Twitter this morning when I woke up, and one of the craziest things popped up on my newsfeed, and it was very shocking, it was very sad to hear, and it was very, very tragic, because today the music world truly lost an icon. If you're hearing it for the first time, if not, then you already know. If you are hearing it for the first time, I apologize. I know it is very sad news, but former pop superstar Prince has passed away. He has left us. He has left us here on this earth. There is no more Purple Rain for us today. And it truly is a sad day in music history, losing an icon. A few months ago, we just lost David Bowie. Now we lose Prince. Very crazy. A few years back, almost 5 years ago, we lost Michael Jackson. It's just crazy to think that we are living in a world where the icons, the music icons that we grew up with, are going to be passing away. And it's a very sad thought. And especially Prince, he was 57 years old, I believe. And he was so young, you know? And he contributed so much to music that his death really rang throughout the world. And I don't just follow other college students on Twitter or anything like that. I follow like famous people and celebrities, and they were expressing their sadness and grievances because of Prince's death as well. And it really is truly a sad moment in music history. Today, April 21st, 2016, we lost an icon. Prince, rest in peace, my brother. Thank you so much for your contributions to music, your contributions to culture. One of my favorite Prince moments was actually very recently at, I believe it was last year or this year's Grammys, when he said, he was giving a speech at the Grammys, and he said, like books and black lives, albums still matter. And this was at a time where people were more into releasing their singles, releasing their music, getting it out right away so it can get on the radio, rather than making pieces of art, masterpieces. And Prince put it in the perspective of so many people, like books and black lives, albums still matter. And so, once again, rest in peace. Thank you so much. I know there are so many musicians that have passed away, and I know it is very, very very crazy up there in heaven right now with everybody singing and dancing and all those musicians up there. And that is our music news of the week. If you heard it here first, make sure you pass it on. It's only right to give Prince the tribute that he deserves. If you've never heard a song by Prince, I highly recommend to go find and listen to a song. Go on Google, type in Prince music. That's all you have to do. Find a song and I guarantee, well, I don't guarantee you'll like it, but if you're feeling it, you're feeling it. And just know Prince was an iconic figure in music, and we are definitely paying tribute to him here at the Come Up. And so right now we're about to get into everyone's favorite part of the Come Up. We are going to be introducing our guest of the week, our artist of the week, our, well, my homie of the week, and pretty much we're going to be getting to know him or her. Ooh. And we are going to peruse their mind about the inner workings of music and what they like to do in music. So right now, let me introduce to you my guest, my co-host. You know him very well if you've been listening to Penguin Radio. We got DJ Presto.
Yeah.
On mic two. What is up, my brother? How are you doing today?
What's up? I'm feeling real good today. A little sad. It's our last show today, you know what I mean?
It is our last show. If you're going to be on later, by the way, I'm going to be on as well. So
DJ Live is going to be on my show over like in like 50 minutes. So stay tuned for that.
Yeah, we're going to be doing a 2-hour special just for all of you listeners out there, but of course we're going to be focusing on our own topics of the show. So we got DJ Presto here, and not only is this man a radio DJ, but I heard he's into doing other things that can also be called DJing as well.
Yeah.
So let's get into that right now. Let's get into your music Come Up. What do you do in terms of music?
I do DJ in terms of DJing by mixing music. I don't do a lot of events or anything like that. I kind of just DJ get-togethers or parties or stuff, but there's that. I really enjoy just mixing music, intros and outros, and just making new music from it. And, you know, you just look like a hero in front of anyone that's there to hear it, you know what I mean? So yeah, I really got into DJing from, you know, remember your guests a while back.
Yes, so if you've been listening to the Come Up, DJ Presto here is actually, well, we all are good friends with a former guest that I had a few weeks back, DJ Roe and DJ Oye. This is like their third counterpart.
Yeah. They're actually my roommates and childhood best friends. We've known each other forever, and I'm actually a year younger than them, so they got into DJing and mixing music and all that last year when I wasn't in college yet. And so I'm kind of late to the party, but you know, better late than never, know what I mean?
Yeah, you might be late to the party, but you make the party bounce, you know what
right
I mean?
On, bro, right on.
Of course.
Yeah.
And you know, DJing is starting to get more and more recognition, especially in the mainstream. You see a lot of these DJs also being producers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Do you think you would ever be able to get into the producer sphere like these DJs have?
Of course. I would always. I've always dreamed of, you know, producing and making my own sort of sound. I just haven't really gotten really into it that much. I'm still kind of trying to figure out like my own DJ controller and how to use all it offers me, because I mean, I'm relatively new. I've only been DJing, I want to say like 4 or 5 months at the least. I want to say that, maybe 6. I don't know if I'm pushing that, but yeah, I would love to produce and make some tracks and some beats just to mess around and whatnot, just see what I'm capable of, what kind of sound I'd be able to produce. So yeah, maybe you can give me some pointers a few times, you know what
yeah
I mean?
Of course, anytime. I actually helped out your roommate DJ Roe mm-hmm. get into a little of that producing stuff, so whenever I'm there, you know, I'll help you out too.
definitely that sounds great.
All right now we're getting into our first break of this last show of the come up. Very, very sad. This is Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. DJ Presto, a little bird tells me that you brought some music for me to listen to today and to share with all the wonderful people that are listening to us today. So can you go ahead and just give an introduction to this song that we're going to be playing for these people right now?
This song is called London Bridge by Big Sean and Janae Aiko. I'm actually wearing their shirt right now, like, because the album was that great. Their album was called 2088, and it's their collab album. Came out on April 1st, and this is one of the tracks that just really drew me in. It's a little deep, a little dark, about kind of relationships and how, you know, they have their ups and downs and whatnot. And I was really just a fan of that whole album. The whole work was just crazy. The production on there, the lyricism, everything was there. It was great. I'm a huge fan of Janae Aiko, as well as a big fan of Big Sean. So I had to buy the shirt, honestly. The shirt's fresh. Their merch is fresh. So yeah, that's it. London Bridge by Janae Aiko and Big Sean. Let's get it.
London Bridge, like the London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. I heard everything must come to an end. Well, hopefully the end ain't near. For that matter, even clear. The only thing that matters is right here, like the sky, the sun, the waterfalls. I decide when I'm gonna fall. I can't tell you everything I don't know. Kids will sing about it like the London Bridge is falling down. London Bridge, like the London Bridge is falling down. Falling down, falling down.
Who would have ever thought that we would fall like London Bridges? I know you heard the rumors about me, lies and superstitions. Heard but ain't choose to listen, that's what made you different. And you keep me driven, guess that's why I could see us going the distance. On nights you text and text and text with no auto correction. Misspelling every other word, but I still got the message. And you get carried away like you wearing wedding dresses. I'm sorry I even never gave you reasons to question. Cause you make me feel like the chosen one. 8 billion people in the world and I still chose the one. Answer this question and I answer what you're asking me. What happens if we got in an accident, died tragically? And next lifetime you remembered and had to come after me. And convince me that we not meant to be, that we have to be. And like defending champs, you had to win it all back for me.
just gotta know how deep is our love actually. What if this was the end and we had to bow out together? I need you to tell me every emotion, like now or never. Only two times I ever needed you was now and forever. Don't know what else to tell you. But I don't mean to sound hysterical. Baby, if you left, baby, if you left, it'll be a historical disaster. The kids will sing about it, swear the kids will sing about it, like the London Bridge is falling down. London Bridge, like the London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down.
And we are back here again on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. This is the Come Up, where we are showcasing new and up and coming artists. And I am your host, DJ Live. And if you are just tuning in, I have a special guest for you today. First off, we just played London Bridge by 2088. That's Jhené Aiko and Big Sean. Great song. That was really chill. And my special guest of the week actually brought us that today to listen to. So say what's up to the people, DJ Presto.
Hey, it was good.
And we have him here. We've asked him already a few questions about DJing. So we'll get more into his music influences and his music styles, mm-hmm. and things like that right now. So tell me, DJ Presto,
what's up?
You just let us listen to a Big Sean and Jhené Aiko song, and you said that they were two of your favorite artists.
Yeah, very much.
Tell me why.
Well, Jhené Aiko, I've always been a huge fan of her work since July by her and Drake. I forgot what year it came out in, but it was that whole sound, that whole like smooth, chill R&B, but like kind of psychedelic sound that she just offers, that she just brings to the table. I never heard anything like that, and I just kind of stuck with her. And like as her EPs kept going on, and you know, and her albums came out, like Sold Out and all that, it was just great. I was always a hardcore fan of hers, and like I just really appreciate what she's about, like her whole viewpoints on life and whatnot. She's really an advocate for our generation, and also I'm kind of insecure about my height, and she's like 5'2", and she's like always saying like, oh, you know, it really doesn't matter, like you are who you are and whatnot. And Big Sean, I guess I've been a fan of him for a while, but I was never really, really into him. I never got into like his old, super old like mixtape music and whatnot. But I am a fan of like his lyricism, his music, his collabs. Definitely a fan of his whole big music, good music affiliations and whatnot. So yeah, there's that. Those are two of my favorite artists. So
nice, nice. And so I completely agree with that statement about Big Sean and his good music affiliations. Mm-hmm. I really think that because of his good music affiliations, it really has helped propel him to where he is now.
I actually
got to see Big Sean live when he toured with J. Cole.
Oh, what?
And it was crazy. It was out here in the Bay, and guess who he brought out?
Big Sean.
E-40.
Oh, what?
Big Sean brings out E-40, brings out Earl, and the stadium just goes crazy.
That must have been crazy.
Yeah, when you're out in the Bay Area and you bring out E-40,
you know everyone's going to go dumb.
You must go dumb. You must get hypey. And That was Big Sean's real cool. And Janae, to be honest, I really don't listen to a lot of her music, but a lot of the songs that I have heard from her, my girlfriend is really big on her, which makes sense.
Yeah,
she's big on more of the singing artists, but a lot of the songs that I listen to Janae that have Janae in it are always, they're a different vibe. And I can really tell what kind of vibe she's going for, and I am definitely with it. She is a very talented artist, and her mindset, just like you said, is exactly what I really believe. It's really positive.
Yeah, like, very positive.
Very positive. Every interview that I've seen her do, she's really positive. She has an open mindset. And I think that really goes with, did you know she had a daughter?
Yeah, I just found that out.
And she had the daughter when she was really young, like younger than, younger than she is now.
Yeah.
But I just think that's crazy. I think that comes with the wisdom of being a mother. You kind of get a different outlook on life. We don't know this yet because obviously we don't have kids, so we can't really say nothing, but
Those
two artists are very great artists. And on the topic of that, how about we go ahead and name three more of your top artists right now?
Three more of my top artists.
And why?
And why? Three would definitely have to be Bryson Tiller. He's just coming out with the heat right now. You know what I mean? He's pretty new to the game. His way of approaching music is very, I wouldn't say different, but it caught me off guard the first time I heard it. It's a very, I wouldn't say simpy. It's very, it's kind of upbeat, kind of like a very, like the way he called, what he called his album is actually the perfect way to categorize his sound, which is trap soul.
Yes.
That is exactly the vibe I get from him. And that is the first of its kind to me. And his just everything he like sings about is like almost every guy of our generation can relate to that in one way or another. And his it's just really catchy. He's just a really good artist overall, and he dresses very well. That is a big thing for me. If an artist dresses very well, I'm going to be an advocate for their music on most cases. So
yes, Bryson Tiller. Let me stop you right there, and let me talk about Bryson Tiller with you for a little bit. Trap soul, I really think, is also, I agree with you, it really is the perfect name for his sound
and the way he approaches stuff
and the way he approaches music, because it really has that, those trap beats, but his voice is so R&B and so it's just so R&B, and you can't, when you're making trap music, you can't avoid that, the tendency to go into the whole, let's get crazy with our lyrics and start like screaming into the mic and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But Bryson Tiller, he's got this smoothness going over a trap beat.
Definitely.
And I've got to agree, Bryson Tiller is one of my favorite artists coming up right now. I'm going to see him in Canada this summer.
Oh, no way.
So that's pretty cool. Yeah, I'm going to go see him. Faded in the Park at Canada.
That's what's up.
Check that out if you want to see me or Bryson Tiller. More like Bryson Tiller, because you probably won't see me, but yeah.
For sure.
Yes. All right, let's move on. Who's your next favorite artist?
Number two right now. Not a lot of people have heard of this guy. He's actually a local Bay Area artist. His name is Jay Ant. He is from the Richmond area, and he's a part of the Heartbreak Gang, HBK. They're really big around the Bay Area right now. They're huge. They're pretty trendy, honestly. Like, their music right now is just all you hear at parties and whatnot. But Jay Ant just has that aspect. He brings that edge that's just different from everyone else in HBK. He just has that whole, he doesn't just condone like hyphy, you know, turn up music and all that. But it's a very chill, like, he's very he mixes a lot of wavy house music with like sort of trap elements, as well as still being hyphy at the same time. I don't know any other Bay Area artist like him to date right now, because and plus, like I said again, he has very good fashion sense. He's an advocate for that. He knows very well that People look up to him for fashion as well as music. And he is also a great producer. If you haven't heard his production, it's on a few of HBK's albums. I want to say, like, Shmop Life for Cool John. He has a few tracks on there. And his work on Blue Money, it was actually his EP back in 2013. His production on there is crazy. I recommend that to y'all so much. He is definitely one of my favorite artists right now. I honestly said this, if I were a music artist, that would be the type of music I want to go for. Like, that would definitely be the kind of music I would try to put out and, like, you know, give y'all out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, JN, first off, let's go over some of the names who are affiliated with this whole Heartbreak HBK, gang. HBK, we got I Am Sue, if you've heard of him.
Yeah, P-Lo.
P-Lo, we got
Cool John. There's HBK Rossi. There's Skipper. And then there's Dave Steezy. Definitely got to name him.
Mm-hmm.
And they also have affiliation with Shmop Life. There's like, it's kind of hard to tell the difference between the two, but they're two different Bay Area, not labels, but kind of like groups, like
yeah,
music groups. And that has, you know, like Showbanga and people like Udi Oo or Azure and Flip, like all of them just mob out and mm-hmm. just make some great music together.
Exactly. And some of the bigger names that you might hear affiliated with the Heartbreak Gang is G-Eazy and Sage of the Gemini,
of course.
So J-Am, personally, I don't listen to a lot of his music. And so for hearing what you just said about him, I'm definitely going to go and listen to some of his music after this.
I think you'd really like his production work.
Yes, and that's my favorite. I love when artists can produce their own beats and make their own music as well. And let's get into our next break. I know I asked you for three of your favorite artists, but we're getting into a break right now. We can talk about your next favorite artists, up-and-coming artists, after this. But right now, we're going to be playing a song. DJ Presto has brought us a few songs to play today. So do you want to introduce this song for the people right now?
Yeah, it is actually one of J-Ant. Oh, wait. I actually don't think I said a top. Number one artist.
Oh, yeah, you didn't. Yeah. We'll get into that after, though.
For sure. For sure. But yeah, this is Queen of Hearts by J-Ant, as said, just a little taste of the kind of production music that he puts out, and as well as an advocate for Bay Area music. This is one of a really good example of that. It's called Queen of Hearts by J-Ant. Came out 7 months ago. Hope y'all enjoy this.
Girl, cause I got a couple things I wanna show you. Let me in. I ain't gotta do this.
And we are back here on the come up. This is Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. I'm your host, DJ Live, and you are listening to the final episode of the come up this semester. And with me is my special guest, DJ Presto. If you were just listening, we said we were going to play a Jayant Queen of Our Heart song for you, but we just found out before playing it that we could not play that for you. So we went ahead and played a different song. And can you, DJ Presto, by the way, we have DJ Presto here with me today on the mic.
Yo.
And can you tell me about the song that we played?
Yeah, again, sorry about that. But this song is called Can We Talk by Highland Star. It's actually one of my favorite songs that sampled a very old school song. The song is actually originally by Tevin Campbell. It's like it rips the same exact lyrics from the chorus, and I'm just really a big fan of when artists can just, you know, go back to their roots and remake a really R&B, real legit unfiltered R&B song and make it sound just as well, but you know, a little modernized and a little more with their flavor on it. So that's what I really paid attention to in this song, because honestly I don't know any other songs by that artist. I kind of just stumbled upon him one night. He has a few vines. He's pretty Vine famous. His name's Highland Star, and I just found out he actually makes music as well, and this is one of the songs that kind of just stuck with me after I heard it. And yeah,
nice, very multi-talented. Actually, you see a lot of these famous Vine people, you know, the Sa Dude guy.
Yeah,
so that guy is actually a very famous EDM DJ.
Oh no way.
Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, that
is hilarious.
His name's Getter. And he is a very famous EDM DJ, and it's hilarious because not a lot of people know that, and you didn't know that, and that was, it's pretty cool to, I guess, find that out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty
crazy. It's yeah. Crazy. All these people with multi-talents, and I'm over here
chilling. Doing
me.
Just chilling.
But yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, and so before we got into our break, we were actually talking about favorite artists. Now, you named, first you showed us a song by 2088, and that's Big Sean and Janae Aiko.
Mm-hmm.
I asked you for three of your favorite artists. You have already talked about
two of them.
That's Jayant and
Bryson Tiller. Yee.
So let's get into your next favorite artist. Who would that be?
Oh dude, I can't even compare. To my favorite artist of all time, honestly, is Kanye West. I've been, you know, a really big fan of his music from the get-go. He's actually the one that started, he's the artist that started my whole craze about just finding new music and whatnot. He just brought like a whole element that I never really just paid attention to until I started listening to his music. And like, he consistently puts out really, really good music. Like, his albums are all like, you know, it doesn't really decline. They're definitely different from one another, but they definitely don't decline. And he's just also, when it comes to fashion, he is also a super fashion icon. If you haven't heard of Kanye West in the fashion world, I don't know what you're doing. He's definitely made his mark on streetwear culture, and as well as hip hop culture. So that, I mean, you can't really beat that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I completely agree. Kanye West is also up there as one of my favorite artists of all time, really. I think he has had such a huge impact on the music world, on the music sphere, on how people dress, how people listen to music. Kanye West has actually been a big part of why I like to look for music too. I like to find music that's really in his style. If you've been tuning into the Come Up, you'll know that one thing that I really, really like is the selection sound. Mm-hmm. And I gotta say, Kanye West, one of the reasons he became super famous was because of his ability to rip soul samples and then throw a beat over them.
Yeah, he's a master of sampling, don't know.
It'd be sick. And Kanye West is really, I mean, he's one of the biggest reasons I produce. He's one of the reasons I am really into music.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of the reasons I'm into fashion as well. He's got a style that is really incomparable. And one of the biggest things about Kanye to me, when you tell people that you like Kanye West, what kind of reaction do you get?
I get the most negative reactions ever whenever I tell people I'm a huge fan of Kanye West. They're like, "What? Why? He's, you know, he's endless insults and words with negative notations just all about him." And I'm just like, I mean, you really, I mean, just like in a song, dude, name one genius that isn't crazy, bro.
Yeah. And I'm coming from the same boat, but it's really funny because a lot of the people that I hang out, that we hang out with, mm-hmm. even, they're really into Kanye West. They're really into his music.
Yep.
And then you step out of the world that we are in.
Yeah.
And it's really crazy to see that really not a lot of people like Kanye West. A lot of people don't like the music that he makes. A lot of people don't like his character.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, I mean, of course it's sad. And of course, I agree, he does do some crazy things.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, everyone's human. Everyone makes mistakes.
Yeah, definitely.
And I think Kanye, with the platform that he's been given, if you really pay attention to the things that he does, I know he's sort of a hypocrite, but at the same time, it really seems like he's trying to promote positivity.
Yeah, definitely.
And peace of the world.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite songs on his newest album, The Life of Pablo, was Ultralight Beams.
Yeah, that was a great song.
Ultralight Beams, when I first heard it, I was just shocked, because I never thought a song like that could come out of the mind of Kanye West.
Yeah.
If you've never heard it, it has element. Yeah, soul elements,
gospel elements,
and to start an album like that, it was really a testament to the greatness of Kanye West,
yeah.
And really a testament to the type of music that he creates. And like you said, Kanye West is—he's not a hip hop artist; he is an artist.
Yeah.
He does not make hip hop. He makes music.
He makes art.
Yeah, he makes art, literally. And he raps on his music. But at the end of the day, I think Kanye's biggest talent and his biggest skill is his production work.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
And Like you even said that about Jay-Ann. One of Jay-Ann's biggest talents is his production work. Mm-hmm. One of the things about Kanye is when you listen to the music that he puts out, and when you only focus on the beats and you drown out all the lyrics, I really think they're all masterpieces. In one of his songs, he goes, "Have you ever had the feeling of making 5 beats a day for 2 summers?" Crazy. The work ethic is there. I really honestly feel like Kanye is not famous by accident.
He knew he was meant for greatness.
And that, I completely agree. One of my favorite artists as well.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
And so, one thing that I've noticed in common here with your answers, we've been talking a lot about hip-hop artists.
Mm-hmm.
And so, would you say hip-hop is your biggest influence in terms of music?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Hip-hop music is kind of like very general way of speaking, is kind of like I'm open to a lot of other music, but that's kind of like the only music I really am generally into, hip-hop and R&B. That whole culture is just, you know, it was great. It's just, it goes way back. It has so much history, so much culture, so much style. And the music always just has a way of having its influence on a time period, and just seeing how time evolves with the music. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And hip-hop just has a way of doing that.
I feel like hip-hop has always been the voice of the young generation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you'll see it in any iteration of hip-hop. Before it was what it is now, we had groups like N.W.A. Yeah. Making noise against the establishment. We had groups like hip-hop really started as...
Yeah.
As...
Like a rejection.
A cultural revolution. Yeah. A rejection of... Mm-hmm. Values that we once held important.
Yep.
And you know, as young people, we're rebels, so we love hip-hop, and I completely agree that I love hip-hop as well.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you this. Everyone has a different story about why or how they got into their favorite music genre. Was the first time you heard hip-hop? Who influenced you? Who were some of the first artists you ever heard?
Honestly, this is just my take on it, being into music and being associated with a lot of other people who take music as seriously as I do. Having an older sibling definitely helps, as well as having parents that are into music. But the common factor that I always see is that people who have an older sibling, that I want to say between 3 to 8 years apart, they just end up with the best music taste. And I think my sister has honestly heavily influenced the way I listen to music, perceive music, what, like, the kind of music I listen to is all because of my first ever iPod was actually a hand-me-down from her. And like that was my first experience with hip-hop. It was just all of her albums, and majority of it was Kanye West, so that has a big part to why I got into music. Listening to the first album I ever listened to was In Full. I think the first hip-hop album I ever listened to in full was Graduation. But I really got into like his later albums, like College Dropout, Late Registration, and whatnot. But yeah, like that whole era when I was just really susceptible to all kinds of music, like hip-hop, and my sister just being around all the time and playing all that, really heavily impacted me and how I perceive music and how I listen to music, how music makes me feel and all that. So I think it goes on. I think like I was about when did Graduation come out?
2008.
Yeah, it was around 2008 when I really started taking music seriously. So yeah,
that's really cool. Yeah, I grew up an only child, but one of the biggest influences that I've always had in listening to music was my cousin. Mm-hmm. But it's funny because he's my younger cousin.
Oh, what?
Yeah, but when we were really younger, my older cousin, like you said, he really put us on to some different types of music. Mm-hmm. Before that, I was listening to country and rock and roll with my dad and listening to radio hip hop with my mom. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, shout outs to my cousins. If you're listening, thank you for putting me on to some good music. But right now, we're going to get into our last break of this last episode of the Come Up. No tears, please. But we have another song that DJ Presto has brought for us today. What is this next song that we're playing on the airwaves?
It is called Having Fun by a local Bay Area artist. He's actually from here in Marin, called Marky Basie. He's actually one of my favorite R&B Bay Area artists. He just brings a different element. He brings a very alternative element to Bay Area music. And I think that's exactly what Bay Area music and culture like needs. Because we have enough of, you know, what a lot of people are putting out. And not dissing that. But he's just different. And he brings, you'll hear what I'm talking about when he plays this song. It's called Having Fun. Very alternative approach to music and lyricism. So, yeah. Listen to this.
You're supplying, he's just gonna put that on his shelf. Maybe it's good times, yeah. Maybe it's better left unsaid. Girl, I don't know it. How this is getting to your head. So I wonder if we're still having fun. Bills to pay, so I wonder if we're still having fun.
What is up, everybody? This is your host, DJ Live, and you are listening to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. This is the Come Up, showcasing up-and-coming new artists. Today on my show, I have DJ Presto with me.
What's up?
and we have just been really chopping it up about a lot of different music topics. We've been over how he was influenced to become a DJ. Mm-hmm. We went over some of his favorite artists. We got into a really extensive talk about Kanye West. That was pretty cool. Yeah. And right now we are getting into the last parts of this last episode of the come up for this beautiful spring 2016 semester. And I just want to say this has been a really great experience. Before we go on and ask DJ Presto our last question, this has been a really great experience, and thank you for listening. Thank you to my listeners. I really appreciate all of you. To my people back home, I love you all. To my professors, Stu and Leona, I love you both as well. Thank you for pushing me to do this. And also to my girl, you had my back through all this. When I was nervous that first day, you told me I could do it, and I just did it. So thank you. But one last question for you, DJ Presto, and then we got to start getting ready for your show.
For sure, for sure.
And I just want to know, if there is one music artist that you can recommend to me right now that you don't think that I've ever heard of, who would it be?
That's really good. I got to think about that. Give me a couple seconds here.
We'll give him a couple seconds here.
Artists that you probably have never heard of that I would very much recommend to you.
Yes, and remember, thousands of other people that are listening are relying on you right now. Mm-hmm. So you got to bring in the fire.
For sure. Let's see what's up here.
Yes, he is currently looking right now. Do you have a decision for me, my man?
Yes, I do. Have you ever heard of a group called Audio Push?
I have heard of Audio Push.
Have you heard their music like in depth though?
I have not, which is...
I recommend that.
Yes. Yeah, so if you are listening right now, you just heard it. The one person that DJ Presto would recommend is to listen to Audio Push. My favorite song by them is... Do you want to know which song?
Is it Mary Jane?
It's Mary Jane. And it's funny. Because you just got to listen to that song. I'm not going to talk about what it's about or anything like that, but you just got to listen to it.
Yeah.
So, once again, thank you, DJ Presto, for coming on the show today.
Dude, no problem.
In just a few minutes here, we're going to be having pretty much the same setup, but I'm going to be on the other side of talking less and all that. So, thank you all so much. Once again, this was the last episode of The Come Up for the semester. So thank you. Tune in next semester. Tune in just a few minutes. DJ Presto and I are going to be on his show, and I'm sure you all will enjoy that just as much as you enjoyed this one. So thank you all once again. Thank you for making this a crazy but wonderful journey.
Yay.
DJ Live.